fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
Less than half a day of life remained for Montana Blizzard and Kid Carey. They were the last members of a gang with a crime record that included a dozen murders and a $500,000 Wells Fargo Express robbery. As the carpenters put the finishing touches on a double-trap gallows in the jail yard, Blizzard sat on his bunk, swung his legs, and wove horsehair with the deftness of an old rage rider. Kid Carey walked about restlessly.
Sit down, kid. You make me nervous.
I make you nervous with that hammering going on outside.
You act like a fellow who's really going to get hung.
Yeah, suppose things don't turn out right. Suppose that...
Suppose. Think about the fun we'll have after we dig up that silver bullion the bunch took from Wells Fargo.
Well, I ain't so sure we'll ever find it.
You helped bury it before the gang split up that day.
Yeah, but that was months ago. Posse had chased us into a part of the Badlands nobody ever saw before. I don't know how I got out of those cursed hills and canyons.
Well, I know exactly where the stuff is.
How's that?
Coming out, I mapped my own trail. Studied the landmarks, put down the distances and directions in a pack of cigarette papers.
Yeah, where are the papers now?
They're inside a .45 cartridge in my gun belt.
You'll never see that belt again, even if we don't swing.
I'll be wearing it tonight, kid. Dealer grabbed off my gun harness and Colt when I got shot up and captured. It's hanging in the office and hasn't been touched.
Hey, where's that little horsehair lariat?
Coiled up inside my sleeve where I can reach it quick.
How many Mexican hatbands did you have to make for that cussed jailer just to get hair enough for your rope?
Enough. I had to keep him from getting suspicious. He's locoed about souvenirs, but not so dumb about other things.
Yeah. Can't get him within arm's reach of our cell door when he's alone. Hey, he's coming back here from the office now.
Yeah, it's time to take him.
Hello, boys. Chinaman's bringing your last big feed shortly.
You can pay him out of what you get for these hat bands.
Hold them out through the bars. I won't come closer.
He must think we're dangerous, Blizzard.
Oh, that's right. Nice handiwork. Say, what's that other thing you got?
Something else for you.
A noose. A joke.
You looked in, Blizzard. Jerk him over here. Over here. That's it.
Hold him right up against the bar.
I'm getting his gun at Katie's. That's it.
Bash him with that gun barrel, kid.
Hey, that'll hold him. Now, what's next?
We'll go out through the office. I gotta have my gun and outfit. Then we'll grab a couple of horses from the jail stable.
One night, 2 weeks later, Montana Blizzard and Kid Carey rode into Red Ledge, 500 miles from the scene of their jailbreak. Behind them lay raided stores and corrals, but they were still far ahead of the pursuing posses, being well-mounted and well-armed.
Kid, this is where I came out of the Badlands after we hid the silver.
Yeah. What is this place, Blizzard? Ghost town?
Almost. Must be 100 buildings. Well, only Sime Bryce lives here anymore. He's got that store where you see the light.
You know him?
Sure. I've got to see him. Pull up, kid.
Steady.
This is the old livery stable. You put the nags in there and take it easy till I get back.
You're going to cut Bryce in on a deal?
There ain't no way getting out of it. We need supplies. A wagon or maybe a pack train. He's got them.
I guess that would take the silver out a few bars at a time.
You can't risk more than one trip. All the law in the country will be breathing in our necks in a few days.
That much bullion will be hard to sell.
Sime Bryce will help us there, too. Storekeeping ain't his real game. He's salting the worked-out mines around here, and he's got connections in Denver.
Oh, I savvy. Yeah, this barn looks like a safe place. After I get the horses put away, I'll grab a wink or two.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger, short of provisions, sent Dan Reed into Red Ledge from a camp in a nearby cedar brake. Dan found Sime Bryce's store crowded with ranchers and cowhands. They broke off an excited conversation to eye the boy curiously while Bryce filled his order.
Coffee, beans, bacon, and flour. Say, ain't you a stranger in these parts, young fella?
I'm with a party bound for Montana.
Didn't lose one of your people, did you?
Nope.
$8, $9, $9.
Here come Sheriff Mason now.
Yeah, howdy, gents. Howdy, Sime.
Howdy.
Well, it looks like Red Ledge is coming to life again. This makes your first killing since the mines played out.
That's right, Sheriff.
Yeah? What about this fella who ran into a bullet last night?
Oh, he's out there in the freight wagon.
I know, I looked at him. Anybody ever seen him before? I suppose you searched him, Sime.
Yep. All he was carrying was a six-gun outfit. Gun was loaded. No marks of any kind on the stuff.
I noticed that. As I get it, Sime, you heard the shot that killed him.
Yep. Just as I was closing up. I ran out with my scatter gun, and there he was. Right in front of what used to be the Plaza Saloon.
You didn't see anybody else?
No. But I heard horses.
You know, I can't make out that dead man. He's got a rider's bow legs and white hands, but he's bleached out like an ore miner.
Yeah. What are you going to do about him?
Right now, I'm going to have a chew. Whack me off about 2 bits worth plug.
Oh, now, don't expect me to crack that cartwheel, Sheriff. Ain't seen no small change since I set up here.
Thanks.
You'll have to take those cartridges for change.
Won't need any more cartridges. I'll pay in 45.
The rate's 5 cents each.
Fair enough. There you are. Five of them. Now, boys, suppose you try to pick up the killer's trail. Who's riding with
everybody?
Me?
Everybody. Sure.
All right, come on, boys. You get a horse and get going.
Oh, almost forgot you, kid. And there's your stuff. Comes to just $9.75.
Just $10 in gold.
All right. You'll have to take those 45s for change.
I'll take them.
As Dan headed his horse back to camp, Sime Bryce was startled by a noise at the back of his store. He turned and reached for a sawed-off shotgun. Before he was able to lay hands on the weapon, the rear door crashed open. He found himself looking at the muzzle of Kid Carey's six-gun.
Freeze, Bryce.
Who are you?
Why did you kill Montana Blizzard?
Montana... What?
Don't play dumb or I'll give you what you gave him. Blizzard was my partner. I rode with him last night and I've been watching things today.
So that's it?
Yeah. Blizzard told you about the silver. Maybe he told you he had a trail guy. Anyhow, you killed him to get it. I want it.
Let's be sensible about this thing. Maybe we can get together.
Yeah? How?
You've got to have my help. You want to find that bullion, but you're running from the law. Now listen.
I'm listening.
Suppose I did kill Blizzard. He was an escaped convict. Him and a kid Carey would have been hung. Heard that weeks ago. You... What? Are you...
All right. I'm Kid Carey.
Carey, I didn't get that map or whatever it was Blizzard carried.
You're lying.
No, so help me, I didn't. I went over his clothes, his hat, his boots, his belt. I even took the grips off his six gun, but there wasn't a sign of paper on him.
Where's that gun belt now?
I turned it over to the sheriff.
You mutton-headed fool.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Look here. If the paper's in that belt and I missed finding it, we'll get the thing back.
But how? I saw the sheriff light out with a posse.
He'll be back. There's a body to bury.
While Bryce and Carey plotted to recover Blizzard's gun belt, Dan reported to the Lone Ranger the happenings in Red Ledge. He told of Bryce's method of making change and displayed the five cartridges.
Keep them, Dan. They're of no use to me. Tonto.
In here, Kemosabe.
Tom Mason, the sheriff of this county, is an old friend of ours.
And him good man.
He may need our help.
Well, it's plenty hard to trail man in Badlands. Big posse, no good.
We'll join him when he's alone.
And where we go?
To Red Ledge. We can manage to meet him without being seen.
You want me to stay here?
Yes, Dan. But if you find that you need anything, go to the store.
Any boy? Come on, Silver. Get him up to scout.
On their arrival in Red Ledge, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted and stationed themselves at a point among the deserted buildings. There they could watch both ends of the street from cover. They had no idea that a similar watch was being kept at the store. There, Bryce and the fugitive from the gallows peered from windows. The pair waited also for the return of Sheriff Mason.
He's coming down the south trail now, kid.
With a posse?
No, he's alone.
Then I'd better get set for him.
Duck out the back way and into the rear of the old saloon. The place ain't been locked for years. You can gun him from the front doorway.
You sure we're the only two living men in town?
We're as much alone as if we were out in the Badlands.
All right, Bryce. Just don't try to put anything over on me with a sheriff.
Yeah. Right now, Carrie's thinking about a way to get rid of me.
Oh, boy, over there. Well, Sam, the killer made a clean getaway. Couldn't pick up his trail anywhere.
Oh, where's the posse?
Like in all posses, the boys was glad to quit as they were anxious to start.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the dead man?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm not going to tote him back to the county seat.
It's up to the county to take care of him.
There's no fun for burying people. Anyhow, this is your town, Sime. You're the mayor, the marshal, the postmaster, the whole works.
Meaning I've got to bury him? Why, I'd have to build a box. Blast a hole in the hill. Use my wagon.
This hombre left some property.
Sure. Gun and belt.
Well, now, you can have the outfit if you dispose of the remains decent and Christian-like.
Oh, I see. I don't need his stuff, but maybe I could sell it.
It ought to be worth a good $35.
I won't haggle in a case like this. You give me his things and I'll tend to him. Might even put up a marker.
There you are, Sam. I gotta be hitting the trail.
Adios, Sheriff.
So long. Don't take any empty cartridges.
Empty cartridges. That's the answer. The map's inside one of these 45s.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Tonto and the Lone Ranger saw Sheriff Mason leave the store and prepare to hail him as he passed their hiding place. Then suddenly the masked man's hands flashed to his guns.
Tonto, the door of the old saloon across the street just moved. There's a man behind it.
And him got gun.
Either he intends to fire on us or the sheriff.
Him not see us. Him aim at sheriff.
Drop that gun! Oh, bye-bye.
Shoot gun from hand, keep sobbing.
He dives back into the building after him.
Stop, you two fellas! I'll fire! Stop!
Hold your fire, Sheriff Mason. We're friends.
A masked man. What are you... Why, you the... Well, I'll be...
A man tried to ambush you from that doorway.
Where did he go?
Inside. Now, you ride around to the rear and head him off.
Get up there.
Come on, Tonto. Into the building.
help me pick up the house, son. I only got it.
Empty. We're too late.
Prince and Gus, show him come in. Go out. Back door.
The back door's open. Did you see the fellow, Sheriff?
No. He must have run out before I got back here.
We'll search these vacant buildings.
Kemosabe, look. Man come with shotgun.
It's Sam Bryce, the storekeeper.
Hey, what's the shooting about, Sheriff, eh? Well, who's the masked fellow with the Indian?
They're friends of mine. Fact is, he just kept me from getting bushwhacked by some hombre who was hiding in the saloon building.
Probably the same fellow who killed a stranger last night.
There's no doubt of it. He must have been in there all the time.
Let's get on with the search, Sheriff.
The search proceeded systematically, with Tonto leading the horses and watching the street, while the Lone Ranger and Sheriff Mason, guided by Sam Bryce, forced one door after another, only to find at their feet the undisturbed dust of years. At length, the party reached the old livery stable.
Look at those hoof prints, Sheriff.
Yeah, they're fresh. Two horses left here.
He had someone waiting for him. He rode right into the gulch, heading for the Badlands.
There was only one man.
Yes, the sign shows he was leading the other horse.
Tonto, get the horses.
Yes, Silver.
You will have a hard time catching a man with half-hour start and extra horse, Sheriff.
I don't know. He may be unarmed and out of provisions.
Your masked friend should have shot to kill.
We might have to bring him in dead at that. Better stay open late tonight, Sam.
Yep. There'll be coffee waiting if you get back.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get up there.
Bryce hurried back to his store and stripped Montana Blizzard's belt of cartridges. Working with a knife, he pried the lead out of one brass case after another, only to find that it contained nothing but powder. Only when the last of 25 cartridges failed to disclose the secret, did realization come to him that all of the 30 loops on the belt were full that morning. He recalled the sheriff's purchase of tobacco, 5 cartridges worth, and the change he made for the strange boy. While he worked himself into a murderous frenzy, cursing the fate that had tricked him, Dan Reed toyed with the missing rounds of ammunition at the Lone Ranger's camp.
Hey, what was that? Sounded like a footstep. Yeah, it is something. Man, or some kind of big animal. If I can find Toller's extra gun here. There it is. That's empty. I've got 5 shells.
Drop that gun, Sprout.
Hey, why should I? Who are you?
I'll show you. Hey, let
loose me.
Take that loose rock. You what? You didn't get that cannon loaded. Give it here.
It isn't mine to give.
Now you can say I took it from you. Where are those cartridges you had?
On the ground there, by your feet.
Well, there's only 5.
You've got all of our...
Dump those bags.
There, see for yourself.
Not a cussed cartridge. Say, when'll the rest of your bunch be back?
I don't know.
Meaning they might be back any minute, huh? Look here, Sprout, you know I'm being chased.
Who's after you?
Yeah, that don't figure in the thing. I just don't want another outfit on my trail.
What are you going to do?
What I can't do is leave you here to blab. Hand me that hunk of meat and those biscuits. That grub brought you bad luck. I smelled it and your fire away off.
There you are.
Take it.
Hey, come back here.
Missed the pup. He ran just when I had my hands full.
Get up, Victor.
He's got a horse out there. And only 2 shots left. I'd better get back to my nags and cut a circle into Red Ledge.
In his flight from camp, Dan took the most direct route to the ghost town, for Sam Bryce's store seemed to him the one logical place in a strange and thinly populated area to seek refuge and spread an alarm. Twilight was thickening into night as he got. Finally arriving in town, he secured Victor, the son of Silver, to the hitching rail in front of the store.
Oh, we made it, boy. Mr. Bryce, are you there?
Yes, who is it? What do you want?
I'm looking for the sheriff.
Oh, come on in. I'm lighting the lamp here. Yeah, I can see you a little now. Oh, so it's you, is it?
I was in here this morning.
I gave you 5 cartridges for change, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Maybe you want to spend them, eh?
Well, I told you, I'm here looking for the sheriff.
He's out riding trail on an owl hoot. Now, About those cartridges.
What about them?
You didn't try to shoot them, did you?
I didn't.
Well, they ain't any good. Not one in the whole box that came out of is any good. I'll give you five others or two bits in trade. Ain't that fair?
It would be if you weren't mistaken.
Yeah? How's that?
They didn't come out of a box. I saw the sheriff give them to you, and I know they can be fired.
I want those 45s.
Hey, what are you pointing that gun at me for?
Take those cartridges out of your pocket and be quick about it.
I haven't got them.
You're lying.
An outlaw held me up at our camp and took them away from me. That's why I want the sheriff.
Stand still. I'm going to search you. Yeah. Elk's teeth. Pea-sized gold nuggets. Horseshoe nails. Is that all you've got?
An outlaw took those cartridges. Won't you believe me?
Cheated again. And you're the fault of it all, you little pack rat.
You're not talking sense.
Nothing makes sense. Nothing. A $500,000 in bullion gone. And you're to blame.
What are you going to do?
Take care of you. If it's the last thing I ever do.
When Kid Carey's trail led to the camp where Dan was supposed to be waiting, Sheriff Mason, Tonto, and the Lone Ranger quickly learned that both the boy and his horse had vanished. Then they headed for Red Ledge. Meanwhile, close as Dan stood to death at the hands of the greed-crazed storekeeper, he was first to hear the cautious footstep outside the door. The sound seemed to restore Bryce to a measure of sanity. He forced Dan to lie down under the counter, and he put his gun out of sight.
Kid Carey.
It's me.
I thought that...
You thought the sheriff had chased me out into the Badlands, where I'd get plugged or die of starvation.
What do you want?
A couple of 145s and a sack of grub, and hurry it up.
All right, all right. But see, did you hold up...
I've held up a lot of people. You can call this a hold-up if you want to.
The kid says...
The kid says to you, get a move on.
Let me explain.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have something to explain. A lot of empty cartridges and a pile of powder on the counter. You got that gun belt.
The sheriff gave it to
me. Oh, he did. Well, where's Blizzard's trail guide?
The right cartridge wasn't in the belt. You must have it.
Me?
Why? I mean it.
Now, look, Bryce. I haven't any time to fool with you. Talk straight or that Wells Fargo bullion will stay where it is until doomsday.
Look in your gun.
You're looking in it now. And it's your last look.
No, don't you...
Now to get stocked up. Hey, horse, I've got to hurry.
Dan, still under the counter, heard the approaching horses and recognized Silver's hoofbeat. As Kid Carey began snatching ammunition boxes from the shelves, Dan grasped the fugitive's legs, pulling him down with such force that he dropped the gun.
Why, she was a pup I tried to get once before.
Here comes my friends.
Let him come. I've got the gun again.
Here.
Get up or I'll blow you wide open.
All right.
Drop that gun and turn the boy loose.
Look who's talking. Listen, you in a mask. I'm giving orders.
Shoot.
Sure, go ahead. Guess you're the hombre who shot a gun out of my hand today. But this is different.
Shoot!
Get out of that door. I'm coming through behind this Dan boy.
Stand back and hold fire, Sheriff. We're helpless.
Now, Mr. Masked Man, hand over those fancy Colts of yours.
Don't do it. He's only got one shot left.
One's enough for you, Sprout.
He's Kid Carey. He killed Sam Bryce. And Bryce, I guess, killed a man last night. Carey and Bryce called him Blizzard.
Is Sam Bryce dead?
He's here behind the counter, Sheriff. He, Carey, and Blizzard were mixed up in some kind of a scheme to dig up a lot of stolen bullion.
Tell him, Dan, boy. I don't mind.
No, you can only hang once. You and Montana Blizzard were to have been hung a couple of weeks ago.
We put it off. Now, give me those guns, Masked Man.
How do you want me to go about it?
Unbuckle your belt and back up.
The buckle is loose.
You showed me how it felt to have a gun shot from your hand. Now, maybe you can tell me how it feels to have your guns lifted.
Don't give up your guns.
Who threw that knife? My wrist.
Break away, Dan.
I'm loose. Well, then I'll kill you, you mass meddler.
Not with that gun. You had your chance and misfired.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have a very tame prisoner.
Tonto, where were you when you threw your knife?
Me in store. Going back? Wait. Right time.
The Lone Ranger took a long chance when he exposed his back to this outlaw in order to draw his attention from you, Dan. I saw Kid Carey's trigger finger draw in and the gun hammer fall. Only one cartridge in 1,000 misfires.
Say, Carey and Bryce were talking about a cartridge that had something to do with where the train robbery loot is hidden.
I have Carey's gun. I'll take a look at the shell.
Yeah, don't look any different than any other defective cartridge.
Fire out the lead, Sheriff.
Yeah, that bullet came out too easily. And what's that inside? A roll of cigarette paper.
That, Sheriff, is the cause of all the killing. It's Blizzard's trail route to the place where the loot is hidden.
Blizzard engineered the big Wells Fargo Express robbery. That's a $500,000 cartridge. And even though it's loaded with paper, it killed two men and is sending another back to the hangman.
It also left Red Ledge a deserted village. Ill fares the land to hastening ills a prey. Where wealth accumulates, men decay.
Wells Fargo pay plenty for the recovery of that silver. You deserve the reward, Dan.
Turn it into the county poor fund, Sheriff.
Good boy, Dan. You're learning. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios.
Goodbye, friends.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Adios, Silver. Away!
Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.